This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Three people were shot in the parking lot of Hinckley High School in Aurora today. It's the third shooting in the area this week. On Monday, six Aurora Central High School students were shot at a nearby park. In the wake of today's shooting, Hinckley High was put on lockdown and released students early. A march to prevent youth violence was set to begin nearby just moments after the shooting happened. Colorado's House members are buzzing about today's passage of the Build Back Better bill. Democratic Representative Jason Crow said it will make life easier and more hopeful for Coloradans. Diana DeGette called it a once-in-a-generation chance to improve the country. But CPR's Andrew Kenny says Colorado's Republican Congress members have a very different view.
They focused on the fact that the Congressional Budget Office says it will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit over the next decade because it's not completely paid for. They also oppose expanding some of the role of the IRS and some provisions that benefit people who are in the country without legal immigration status. Representative Ken Buck called it unacceptable. Representative Doug Lamborn said it was a, quote, scam and big government socialism.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Colorado's former Speaker of the House has been tapped by President Biden to head the Denver Regional Office of the Environmental Protection Agency. Boulder Democrat Casey Becker sponsored Colorado's climate action plan while Speaker. Becker has experience practicing natural resources law at the Interior Department. She'll oversee the EPA's Region 8, which includes Colorado and five other western states, as well as eight tribal nations. This is CPR.